fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 20th of August. The proper tip of the day is to inventory your first aid kits. You need several kits. Your base camp kit should be your largest, most extensive. Your automobile kit, almost as big. And your personal kit that you carry out in the bush. Make sure you have what you need, that it's in good condition and ready for immediate use if necessary. We are patiently waiting in the green room, my friend, Dr. Pete Yerukos, if I'm saying his name correctly, and I'm attempting to. He's a chiropractor living and working in Metro Chicago, and we'll be talking about health-related matters, taking your questions and comments at 512-248-8252. Good morning, Dr. Pete.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, your office has been open now, what, about 2 months, sir, give or take?
I would say about 3 months.
3 months, okay. And
yeah,
if somebody was in Metro Chicago and they wanted to make an appointment, what number would they call, sir?
Our office number is 815-526-3279.
That's 815-526-3279. And the website, sir?
The website is risingphoenixhealth.com.
Risingphoenixhealth.com. All right.
Yes, sir.
Well, sir, I've taken to calling the COVID-19 vaccinations. I started calling them clot shots. I can't take credit for that. Matt Bracken, I think he coined it, but regardless of who coined it, I think it's the most descriptive two-word description there is for the COVID vaccinations, the clot shot. Each week, Each week, I think I know everything there is, and then I find out there's more I did not know. It's like an onion. You keep peeling back layers of this onion. I don't know that we're ever going to get to the middle. What do you think, sir?
You know, I agree with you, and I'm not sure either. There's so much out there, and at times it can be hard to figure out what's more true than the other, you know what I mean? So, but I think as we keep going along, people are going to be doing more and more investigation and things like that, more experiments and find out more about this as we go along.
Absolutely. Well, there's an interview on my website under COVID-19 updates, panel one. Dr. Carrie Mowdy, she's referring to doctors in Germany and France who've put blood samples under a microscope, and they found a couple of things. First of all, the cells of the blood were clumping together in groups of four and more. Second, there were things in the blood that should not be there, and they weren't sure. They weren't able to identify what these things were, but there's photographs posted of items inside the blood that should not be in the blood. Are you aware of that, doctor?
Yes. What I saw was in the UK, some doctors had knowledge of blood from people who have been vaccinated. And they were just saying how the red... Oh, and they showed pictures of their slides from under the microscope. And they said it was becoming, and you could even see it on there, becoming more like tube-like and having this distorted form of the red blood cells. Instead of being nice and smooth and spaced apart, everything was kind of like, just as you said, like clumped together, and some things were even like folded over. It was just very odd looking. But yeah, that's exactly what I was seeing.
Well, the purpose of the blood is to carry nutrition to the rest of the body and to carry oxygen to the rest of the body. And blood has to be in a certain configuration to carry nutrition and carry oxygen. And if that configuration is changed, that can't possibly be good for us, can it, sir?
No, absolutely not. You're starving the body of nutrition, of oxygen, things that are vital to life and homeostasis. So absolutely not good. And not to mention all the other issues that it's going to cause just by clumping and clotting in the blood, stroke, heart attacks, things like that, damage to the tissues. Like, for example, once the heart is damaged, it doesn't just put in a brand new cell. It develops scar tissue, and the heart is never going to be the same again. So, and that's important to note too, when we're discussing and thinking about giving this to children, if there's some sort of side effect that happens and the child's heart becomes damaged in some way, it's never going to be the same again. That's a lifelong issue there.
It is.
And potentially it's only going to get worse. Things to keep in mind.
Well, doctor, I know you're a busy guy. You may or may not be aware that Australia this past week sequestered or took 24,000 children to a stadium. Parents were not allowed to be there. It's not clear, the stories I've read, whether the parents gave consent or not for the children to receive the clot shot, but they did, and the follow-up to that is three of those children have died. Are you aware of that story, sir?
I am. It's horrible, honestly. And, some of the things that I've seen here in the United States or things that I've read and have been told by some of my colleagues and friends who have children, that they're trying to, I don't want to say do the exact same thing, but pretty much. They're back to school program or day, whatever they have, will include having, we'll call it the clot shot, having clot shot booths there for the children to get the shot. I'm trying not to call it the vaccine because it's not. So But I also, with that, they do require that parents sign off on it. So, I mean, it's not too far off from Australia, in my opinion.
Well, I know in my neighborhood, if the government attempted to force any medical procedure on children, they'd be met by very angry, very well-armed parents in my neighborhood. And I'm sure that's true in much of the country.
Absolutely.
Right. Yes.
Absolutely.
So, well, doctors, some doctors are not accepting patients who receive the clot shot. Some are. Some have made special protocols to protect other people from the folks who've had the clot shot. What changes, if any, have you made in your practice to deal with people who've had the clot shot, sir?
I really haven't made any changes in my practice per se, but you know, with myself, I just try and remain healthy, keep my immune system healthy, and just do what I can to protect myself. Obviously, that's important. And there's different things that people can do. I mean, I think I mentioned it last time I was on your show, the Zelenko protocol. You know, you can do that as a preventatory protocol, or if you get sick with COVID, then you can use that as treatment. So that would be something for people to look into. I mean, I have a website too.
Let's go back to the Zelenko protocol. You have a website for that, sir?
Yes, sir. So Dr. Zelenko, his own website, which has the protocol on there, it's free. It just tells you what to do, what to take, often to take it, and then it also goes into low risk, moderate and high risk patients. So his website is, and I'll have to spell it for you, it's VladimirZelenkoMD.com.
Oh,
so
good God.
It's VladimirZelenkoMD.com. You could also type in, you know, Dr. Zelenko or the Zelenko protocol into a search engine, and that should come up.
Well, that's certainly a mouthful.
I think it's great. Yeah. He's, I think he's brilliant, personally. You know, he's done a lot. He's nominated for the Nobel Prize, as well as, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and he's had a 99% survival rate with high-risk patients who he has treated with this protocol. So,
okay,
definitely something to look into.
Working on pulling it up right now. I put it, and I got it the first time. How about that? it says his protocols have a 99% survival rate of high-risk COVID-19 patients.
Yes, sir.
Well, very nice. Well, I'm not going to try it, but he advocates hydroxychloroquine as his protocol, it looks like. And I'm sure there's other things besides that. We've got a question or comment from Dr. Yuruko. Give us a call at 512-248-8252. Which protocols will help protect people from those who have been vaccinated, if you know, sir?
It's hard to say. I would say, like, you know, it depends on are you high risk? Are you low risk? Do you have any pre-existing conditions, things like that? So I would I would look at the website and go with your risk level.
Well, that would be good. It's become pretty common knowledge, those that are high risk, people, older folks, and it's a moving target, over 60 or over 70, people have heart conditions, lung conditions, and a compromised immune system in any way. Would that be a general overview of who's at risk?
Yes, sir. Even the vaccinated are at risk, so high risk, I would say. I think he even mentions that. So.
Okay. Well, there's a lot there at Dr. Zelenko's website, and I encourage people to check that out. I just was doing a bit of an overview there. Well, Doctor, we keep moving forward, learning new things. And it's hard to get really definitive information on how to protect ourselves from the vaccinated, isn't it, sir?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that last part, John.
I say it's difficult to get the real information we need to protect ourselves from those who got the COVID shot, the clot shot.
Right. Well, you know, we don't even know what's in the shot. That's another factor. It's tough to say anything definitively. I mean, what we can do is just educate ourselves, make our own informed decisions, and do our best. You know, that's all we can do right now, in my opinion.
Well, I have to agree with you, Doctor. We do the best we can with the information we have, and scientists all over the world, and scientists and doctors, of course, are scientists, are researching everything they can to figure this out. In the meantime, there's a strong possibility of another nationwide lockdown. What I see happening, Doctor, is the powers that be are desperate to get as many people get the clot shot as possible the next 90 days, because soon... And 90 days is kind of a general time frame. Rather soon, and 90 days is certainly a possibility, a whole lot of people are going to figure out and determine that the clot shots are killing people. So they have to get as many people the clot shot as possible before the general population wakes up and absolutely refuses to get the clot shot, even if they're threatened to lose their employment. What do you think, sir?
Yeah, I would agree with that, too. And, you know, like you said, John, if they threaten your employment, well, you can always get another job and get another life.
That's right.
I think that's a great quote from you. So, and very true.
Well, sir, I'm working with one medical doctor I've been working with for a while now, a couple of weeks. That would be Dr. James from Metro Kansas City area, and a female doctor I'll be contacting today. They're both seeking different employment because of the constraints that they've run into and where they've been recently, mandating that they get the COVID shot, the clot shot. And there's no doubt thousands of healthcare professionals all over the country find themselves in the same quandary, that if they don't get the clot shot, they'll lose their employment or have to have a swab shoved up their nostrils all the way up to their brain once a week to keep their job, which is almost as bad, isn't it, sir?
Yes. I was just going to say, you know, that's terrible, too. You're basically bypassing certain defenses your body has by just shoving that all the way through into
right up to the blood
near your brain.
Exactly. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
All right, listen, Jared Moore here on Friday, the 20th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. Now is the best time to get your EMP Shield products. Why is that? Well, because the more units you get for your team, your family, your church, the more money you save. So check out the current sale at the EMP Shield panel there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Building with Dr. Pete Urokos. If I'm saying his name right, I'm always having difficulty with that name. And we're talking about health-related matters. Dr. Pete is up in Metro Chicago area. If you'd like to become a client, a patient of his, just give him a call at 815-526-3279. Well, doctor, it must be exciting opening a new office and getting your life going. You worked for years to get to this point. And opening the doors to the public, that young men and women and boys and girls that have all kinds of health-related issues. And you finally have achieved your dream and got that office open, haven't you, sir?
Absolutely. It's always been my dream and my goal. So it's really awesome.
And how many people attempted to discourage you from doing this in the state of Illinois as opposed to a free state like Missouri, where we have low taxes and very little government intervention. Any guess at how many people attempted to change your mind?
I don't have an exact number, but there have been quite 10? A few.
More than 10?
Yeah. Yes.
More than 20? So,
and there are still, I don't know about more than 20, but I still have people, other chiropractors, you know, asking me, hey, if you ever want to come back to Missouri, because that's where I went to school,
right.
Let me know. Well, you know, I have another room in my office you can use, things like that. I've had multiple doctors trying to get me to go closer to where they are. And honestly, I loved Missouri. So, you know, that maybe later on, we'll see. But, you know, Illinois is my home state, and my family's here, and that's where I'm sticking right now.
Those family and personal connections are very important, and we understand that.
For sure.
It's when I talk to people, especially those East Mississippi, and I tell them, I let them know, you know, you can buy 3 acres or a few acres here, 3 or more acres in Missouri. You could build 2 or 3,000 square foot homes with no building permits, no inspections, no building codes. And any way you want to build it, you can own all the machine guns you want to own. You can go anywhere in public wearing a pistol on your hip in plain sight or concealed with no permit. They're astonished. They can't believe that's reality in Missouri in the year 2021. But that is reality in the state of Missouri in 2021. We have true freedom here. We really do.
Absolutely. Which I love. I mean, I think that's an amazing thing, and you guys should be very proud of that.
I know men with fully operational tanks with the main gun the fully operational and the machine guns fully operational. And that's their hobby. And they put them on a flatbed truck. They take them to different events and get them off the flatbed and drive them in parades and reenactments and so forth. Yeah, we have a lot of freedom here. But I understand your hometown. Your hometown, your friends, your family, that's important. And go for it. That's what I say is go for it. Well doctor, most healthcare professionals have a solid foundation to work from when it comes to various diseases and illnesses. And typically, that foundation really doesn't change all that much from year to year. When it comes to various illnesses, diseases, and so forth. Now we have something, this COVID-19 and these clot shot vaccinations, is that we're on quicksand. We don't know. There's never been, the COVID-19 virus has never been isolated. The PCR tests that were used the past 18 months and are still being used to show people have something they don't have, it continues. The various clot shots, we know, are causing harm. One of the points that Dr. Lee Merritt made in the interview with Mike Adams is that we've already had more military service members die from the clot shots than we have from the COVID-19. Only 7 men and/or women died from the COVID the past year and a half, and we've already had a higher number than that die and become severely injured with these heart issues. So I'm going to ask you, doctor, have you had any patients that have had heart issues related to the clot shot, sir?
I've had patients that have received the shot. Nobody's described anything, any cardiovascular issues.
You have heard after the break. Hold on, everybody.
Okay.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 20th day of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. We have a very special event coming up. This is in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri, August 26th to August the 29th, the Bards Fest. It's B-A-R-D-S, Bravo, Alpha, Romeo, Delta, Sierra, Bards Fest, a gathering of Christian patriots for several days. The details at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're talking about health-related matters. I have something that will help you. If you've got arthritis pain, we have a number of doctors that prescribe these for their patients, by the way, the energy cleaner, because it works. That's why. If you're doubting Thomas, I do something your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to do. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on an energy cleaner. That's what I do, for me to you personally. It does not involve a third party. So check out the energy cleaner at my website, the mattress pads that go with it. I'm finally, it's been a struggle these past several months because of the worldwide shortage of computer chips. We're finally going to get caught up this coming week on all the back orders and have some left over for new orders. And just go ahead and place your order using PayPal. MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check. My address is there. Or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. If you have a health-related question for Dr. Pete, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Dr. Pete will accept you as a new patient. Just give him a call at 815-526-3279. Well, Doctor, you get cut off by the break. Let's continue where you left off, sir.
So, people that I've known who, and people that I've just met in passing who have had the shots, describe flu-like symptoms, fever, terrible headaches, fatigue, symptoms like that. Now, there was one person that I met a couple weeks ago whenever I was out in Missouri, and they described their experience with it, and she stated, after the first shot, and I can't remember which one she got, the next day she had a seizure. When asked, she said that she's never had one before. And she also felt for the next few days like her brain was so swollen, her head was literally going to like crack open and explode. That's not normal. So, and this person also stated that they think that it's working and they can't wait to get their second round. So, like we were talking about earlier, we do the best we can with the information we're given and the information that we can find. So, taking experiences like that into account, I think would be beneficial. Just realizing that, you know, these experiences that people are having are not normal. If they were normal, we would all have them. So, do your research before you make your own informed decision. So that's all I can say about that.
It's difficult to make an informed decision when you can't find out what it is they want to shoot in your arm, isn't it, sir?
Absolutely. You know, like I said, you have to do the best with the information that you're given. I mean, top doctors don't know what's in it.
So, doctor, if you show up at one of these drive-through facilities, and my neighbor at the top of the hill, Rusty Young, one of the original members of the well-known rock and roll group from the 60s, Poco, he went to one of these, stuck his arm out, got the clot shot. He was dead in 33 days. But if you show up at one of these places, wow, and you ask, well, may I see the package insert? I want to see when you shoot my arm. And they unfold the package insert, which is about 2 by 2 feet. And on one side it says left intentionally blank. And on the other side it says left intentionally blank. And, oh, you want to shoot something that even you don't know, talking to the person giving the injection, even you don't know what's in there? You want to shoot this in me? What's something's really broken there, isn't it, sir?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's been a discussion of informed consent, too. You know, you have the right to informed consent. You should know the possible side effects, negative effects of whatever treatment protocol you're going to engage in. So that's another argument.
Yes, sir. At the end of World War II, there were war crime tribunals in Nuremberg, Germany, putting the Nazi individuals on trial for things they did. Something came out of it was something called the Nuremberg Code, where according to it became international law that you cannot give any medicine or medical procedure to anybody without their informed consent first. That it's a violation of international law to use coercion or force or ignorance to give people any medicine or medical procedure without their informed consent. By definition,
right,
doctor, by definition, you cannot give informed consent unless you know what it is they want to do to you, can you?
Right.
You're right. Not old enough to remember the Twilight Zone when it was being broadcast. You could watch it on YouTube. But I, as a boy, I was fascinated by the television series called The Twilight Zone. Absolutely fascinated. It was cutting-edge TV at the time. Black and white. They were too cheap to pay for color. But I feel like, and I've said this quite a few times live on the air, I feel like I'm living in a Twilight episode that has no end. It's just one continuous nightmare, isn't it, sir?
Seems to be that way, and it's just one thing after another. Some of my friends have described this this quickening that they've been feeling lately. That I think you stated earlier, John, that they're trying to rush.
Getting they have people, no choice. They have no choice.
Right.
They have to be in a rush. Word of mouth. Now, my post office is a little country store at Cherryville, Missouri. They have a post office which is about, maybe 200 square feet, and then a restaurant and a country store selling snacks and beverages and so forth. And so I'm at my P.O. box, and some of the guys are at the round table talking about what happened in Australia with the children being rounded up into the stadium, 24,000 children. And this, the Cherryville store is very remote. It's a half-hour drive, well, at least a 20-minute drive at the speed limit to the first red flashing light, and a half-hour drive to the first red, yellow, and green traffic signal. Very remote place.
Wow.
And if men and women living in such a remote area of the United States, if even they know this, and it's being spread by word of mouth all over the country, then my prognostication, doctor, is that word of mouth will get the word around relatively quickly that these COVID shots are death shots. And so the powers that be are in a hurry. They have to be in a hurry to get as many people with a clot shot as possible before the word gets around by word of mouth, if nothing else, that, hey, you really mm-hmm. should be doing this. What do you think, doctor?
Yeah, I think that's... You're completely right. What can I say? I mean, them being in a rush is definitely... It's apparent. Now, why? Because if we start seeing all of these negative side effects and people dying and all of these things, then people are really going to question it and not want to get it. So, like you said, they have no other choice but to quickly give as many people as possible the shot as soon as possible. So,
absolutely.
I think it was. Oh, go ahead.
Well, 17 hours a week, I'm a broadcast journalist. You are a guest with a broadcast journalist an hour every other week. My job as a broadcast journalist, your job as my guest, is to help people get to the right information so they can educate themselves to not get the clot shot and hopefully warn one or two other people. You're not going to have much success. I know that. But if you warn one or two people who agree to not get the clot shot, that's another life that's been saved, isn't it, sir?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, that's part of my job as a doctor, first do no harm. And, we do no harm and we try and help as many people as possible with in the best ways that we know how. So, and this is part of it. I have some people asking me about it, others don't. You know, I can't force anything upon anybody. So that's, I'm hoping with the your show that it'll reach lots of people and people can start questioning things and, you know, do their own research and make their own informed decision as best they can. If you look, even, I was going to say, even the VP of Pfizer, you know, predicted that 75% of the vax will die in 3 years.
That's Michael Yates. Right. That's Dr. Michael Yates. And I'm working to get his most recent video on my website. When it comes to matters of science and medicine, we want people with credentials. When it comes to something of this serious, we want people with serious credentials. You know, Dr. Yaden is a virologist, and he became vice president at Pfizer. He was director of research at Pfizer. When it comes to the topic of vaccinations and virology, you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody on the planet with more serious credentials than this man, would you, sir?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he was vice president of one of the companies who were giving this shot. He also said, for every one child that dies, 100 will die from shot. That's serious. That's terrifying, honestly.
It is. It is terrifying. Dr. Yaden's,
and the youth...
go ahead.
The children are the future, so...
They were, past tense.
That's also something.
They were, past tense. Yeah. Children wearing these masks are cutting the oxygen to their brains. A pre-puberty child has to have this oxygen or their brain cannot and will not develop properly. How many tens of thousands
Correct.
Of American, and not only American, but children worldwide have been harmed by wearing these masks the last 18 months? This damage
Right.
that can't be fixed. Now they want to give the clot shots to the same children. We're already getting reports of spontaneous abortions and men who cannot mm-hmm. father children. That's already happening. We're having the,
right.
the something called vaccidents, where people have temporary blackouts and have automobile accidents. How many pilots are flying planes with 400-plus people that have had the COVID shot?
Right.
And pilots are already subject to blood clots because they sit too much. Now we take... these pilots are already at risk of blood clots because of their profession, and we inject something that gives them blood clots. How insane is that, doctor?
It's completely insane.
It is.
Going back to the, I'm sorry to go back to the kids. Like you're saying, their brain development from birth to 5 years, the brain develops more than any. In life, and what is it, they're now, or they were requiring children or kids 2 years old to wear a mask? Absolutely insane. You're starving their body of much needed oxygen, starving that brain development, you know. And it not only that, you're continuously stressing the body. You're activating this fight or flight response because the body is it's under that stress. It needs to survive, not getting enough oxygen. So you're putting constant stress on the body, the organs, everything. It's going to impair development, absolutely.
Of course it will. That's a given. Well, we're under attack. Dr. Lee Merritt is just flat out saying we're at war. I agree with Dr. Merritt. We are at war. We're being attacked by the Communist Chinese Party. They're managing to reduce the effectiveness of our U.S. military without firing a shot. And I don't know if you've read it, Doctor, but I've got the speech at my website, the Chinese Minister of Defense giving a speech outlining the goals of the Communist Chinese Party, which is to conquer the United States, colonize the United States, and have no Americans to disrupt their plans. That's what they want to do. That's been their plan for years, and they fully intend to carry it out. And we're in the middle of this war right now, Doctor.
Mm-hmm. You know, people I have not read that, so I'll have to.
Well, it's at my website. It's a free download. It was never meant for public dissemination, even to the Chinese. It was meant for the use of the top Chinese military only. Doctor, we got a call here. We got a break coming up. Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat. Hold on, Pat, through the break. We'll get to you after the break.
Okay.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden. And Nicole. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 20th of August. Pat from Texas, what is your question or comment, my dear?
Oh, well, there's a cardiologist named David McCullough, an internist also, and he was exposing the ineffectiveness of the shots, and he said 80% of the COVID cases occur in people who have been vaccinated. And he went on to say, you can't make any more better antibodies than your body will, and if you had any COVID at all, then you got antibodies and you don't need the shot. But that's a hard thing to get over to people. They've just been so totally brainwashed.
It is. It is. Well, thank you for that. We'll have Dr. Pete give a response. Thank you for the call, Pat. Well, that conforms with what I'm hearing also about, Doctor, that I heard 75%, but that's pretty close. 75-80% of the people with the new COVID cases have had the shot. What's your knowledge on that, sir?
That's exactly what I've heard, John. And if you already have antibodies if you've been exposed to it, which I can't remember the percentage of people who have been exposed to it, but it's up there, and your natural immunity, your natural body's response to produce the antibodies is going to be so much better than an artificial one. So
we have tens of thousands of people who've had COVID-19 rolling up their sleeves to get the clot shot. What in the world's going on there? Shouldn't they be advised they don't need it?
You would think so. But I think it's this fear-based idea that even if you have had it, have your own natural antibodies, that you still need to get it, And I've seen lots of videos, people who in that type of a situation, and they end up having seizures and these uncontrollable tremors and just things like that. Their life is, their quality of life is definitely significantly decreased with that.
Well, I agree, Doctor. Significantly decreased. And there's estimates of how many years of life you lose when you get the first COVID shot, how many more years when you get the second, how many more years you lose of life when you get the third shot. A lot of unknowns here, but the bottom line is it's dangerous and don't do it, right?
That's what I'd say, but, again, I have to say, people, you make your own decisions.
Doctor, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll have you back soon. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thanks, John.
Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Sky Huddleston. Stay tuned.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network,
visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because